This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get in. Gauge, be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem, seriously. And you want to make sure that you got, as they used to say, you got all your ducks in a row, right? Before you get stupid, before you open your mouth, before you spew off, make sure you have all the ducks in a row. All right, I want to bring her on, Sonia Schmidt, my co-host here on Fridays. We always have a lot of fun together. And, you know, Sonia?
Yeah, yes.
I'd have, you know what, it'd be boring, pseudo-boring, mostly boring, if you weren't with us here on Friday night.
Oh, stop your lying. You just, you know
my,
what?
Did
you,
my nose just grow? What happened?
You just can't find anybody else that doesn't have anything to do on Friday night.
Nobody wants to work anymore. No.
Well, not that. It's like I have no life.
True.
It's Friday night. Most people are out with their families or their dates or something, and here I sit. So it's like, oh, what the heck else can I do?
Listen, you're the one that tells me the whole dating thing today with some of them kind of really weird people. You're almost safer to be on the show with me than out there.
You're absolutely right. And I watch... Unfortunately, I watch a lot of docuseries, a lot of shows about crazy people. And how one I was watching today was like horror stories from Tinder. And that's a dating app that people use nowadays. I think anything named Tinder should be a dead giveaway that it's a problem. But nevertheless, this was a TV show about that. I'm like, this ain't helping my case. It's not helping.
Yeah, but so yeah, you know what's up? Do you think that these the depravity of this kind of thing? You know what you see going down with you know, mostly women when they start dating online, the nut job men that they meet. Do you think it's actually risen? There's more of it now, or it's just easier to get the information of it happening now? Was it the same in the 70s?
But that's like what we asked the question about...
Now, listen, stop being a Democrat. Don't answer a question with a question.
No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm going to give you a fact. We asked that same question about, God, we hear about pedophilia and all these sorts of things, and we're going, is it because we're hearing about it more now because of the 24/7 news cycle or you know, did it happen before? I think it happens more because there's more opportunity. I think that social network and the internet and all that has made creeps. It's given creeps an avenue to do their thing. So I think that, you know, people beware. Listen, I hear as many crazy stories about women doing stuff to dudes as I do about dudes doing stuff to women. So, but because the connection is so much easier now. You're just sitting there swiping your phone and you're, it's a lot easier now to connect with weirdos than it ever was in
and
the past.
And they've learned how to use those systems, to your point.
And children, which you can't really watch all that well, they figure out ways to bypass your passcode that you think you're putting in to prevent them from harm. They know how to do all this stuff. But nevertheless, they are being exposed to critters.
Critters?
To pedophiles, so awful people that they would have never done by walking in the street and being in your presence. So, yeah, I think it's much worse. Yeah, and therefore, I sit at home on Friday nights and talk to you.
I don't know about it. It's probably physically safer. I don't know if it's mentally safer, though.
Not at all.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree. Well, here I am. What I got to do? Yeah, no, I'm chicken. Okay. I watch too many of those shows.
Okay.
No, I watch a lot of those shows, and they don't help my situation whatsoever. Now, do I believe that God has a perfect plan? Yeah, I do. But you got to be careful. Buyer beware.
No, I don't. All right. We started talking about Letitia James in the last hour.
Oh, God. I was trying to avoid
this woman that. Has gone from zero to out of control. Look at me. I'm a goddess. Okay? So she's now suing a meat company for
power.
Misadvertising because they say they've gone green or they're going green and they're going to be carbon neutral by 2040. Now, you know, my attitude is when you get in front of the judge, the attorney's just going to go, look, I don't know what she's talking about. We got like, what, 20 years left to get to almost 20 years left
to
get to 2040. We are working at it. Here's the things we put in place. We don't know what she's talking about. That's number one. Number two is she's now gone off, and she's calling. Now, she's from New York. She's calling on the Colorado Supreme Court to stop what she calls transphobic discrimination and telling them to go after that Christian Baker who won a Supreme Court case in 2018. So now Letitia is now smarter than those people at the Supreme Court. Tell me this is not like a dictatorship regime on the rise here.
Once you feel power.
And you cannot answer that because we got to go to a break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more with Joe and Sonia when we return.
Funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
My friend, I'm here to help you.
Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Come on. See, that's the horn, the trumpet. I mean, I'm telling you. It stirs the Latin blood that I have.
Oh, Latin blood.
I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to the Joe Mazzini Show. Sonya Schmidt joins me as my co-host every Friday, and always appreciate her time with me. And, having a lot of fun.
Well, speaking of your Latin blood...
Latin,
typically,
then why aren't I a Latino? Who do I complain to?
Seriously. Typically, about this time, I would have a recipe question to ask you. You gave me advice on your meat sauce last week. Can I tell you
Okay, you can tell me. It's mine.
That turned out to be so great. My question, if you guys didn't know, last week I asked, on a meat sauce, do you use more meat than sauce or more sauce? And do you do half and half? So what I did is I did more meat than sauce. Oh, my goodness. It was so delightful.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Now, you want to know how to make my meatballs? Although you...
Yes, I do.
Over, you know.
Yes, I do.
Seriously. I use lamb, pork, and beef.
Browned
beef.
Or browned?
Brown what? Brown meat?
No, ground.
Oh, ground. Like, you know, yes. All of it ground.
Okay,
lamb,
gotcha.
Pork, and beef.
Gotcha.
And, but see, I make it, I throw it in a bowl. I use breadcrumbs, you know, eggs, garlic, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Finally chopped red and green pepper and onion. And you know what? You're going to have to finish the show. I'm going to go make these.
No. Don't leave. Don't go anywhere. Snap out of it. let me ask you this. What's the diameter, I guess, is the size of your meatballs?
Well, have you ever been to a place called Buca di Beppo?
Not in a long time.
It's a California Italian joint. They pride themselves as being of Italian fare. And one of the things they come out with is a meatball the size of a softball. Now, I've been of Italian descent, and I've eaten at my aunt's houses, my uncle's houses, and never have been served a softball-sized meatball in my life, okay? But, you know, I can tell you, my grandmother says, "Don't make it so it fits in your palm just fine," you know, and that kind of thing. So,
it's in your palm, okay.
You know, you roll them in your palm, and yeah, right. Some people bake them. Some people fry them first. I fry mine, brown them all the way around, then I throw them in the sauce.
Okay.
Cook them the rest of the way there.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay. And so, wait a minute. So, what kind of pasta are you serving this with? Is it a linguine? Is it a spaghetti? Is it an angel hair?
Yeah. So.
No, I want to get it right.
Well, no. Hey, that's personal preference for you. I actually, I actually usually have it with like penne pasta or something along those lines.
Really, a penne?
Yeah. No, penne. That's right. Yeah.
I don't know about
rigatoni,
that.
Any one of those.
I don't know about a rigatoni or penne.
Really?
I would do that. I would absolutely do that with a spaghetti. I don't know about an angel pear.
Now, you know why? Because spaghetti and meatballs is really not an Italian thing, if you really look into it. Not the way they eat it there. I mean, their meatballs are a heck of a lot smaller.
You mean they're
bite size.
They're in Italy?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, over
no.
there. Right.
When I ate in Italy, when I was living out yonder, and the food the food I had in Italy that was supposed to be Italian food was nothing like the Italian food we had, not even the pizza.
No. And I make, you already know, someday I'll have you come over. I make pizza here, homemade pizza.
You got yourself an oven.
I did make myself an oven, I did, because I'm too cheap to throw away my old grill, so I turned it into a pizza oven.
Don't tell Newsom. Is that wood burning or?
Wood? No, it's phony wood. It only looks like wood.
Saying nothing.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
I'll be
surrounded
by the FBI any minute now, I'm sure. All right.
I got my recipe fixed up for tonight.
Let's talk about how your people are losing more ground. Yeah. Yeah, you didn't know this, did you? In 2024, it'll be the first year that Hispanics will be voting in larger number than blacks. I told you they were replacing years ago, I said to you.
I told my Latina girlfriend, I said, and my girlfriend's so funny, you can't use the term anymore. It has to do with a woman who's a friend of yours.
Yes,
but I told my Latina girlfriend, she's the new, they've been new black people.
Right, she is.
They're the new black people. We've been replaced.
Yeah, that's right. You didn't step up and do what you were supposed to do. So you were like, you've been pushed to the side.
Pushed to the curb. And now the new group is coming in. Now let's see how much they're going to obey. Remember the Obama? Remember that sign with Obama, the artist that did the obey signs?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Do you guys not see what that says? Obey? What? Okay.
Yeah, but maybe they don't take it seriously. We've had this discussion, right? Maybe they
don't
really
have to take
what
it seriously. You can just take it literally.
Yeah.
So it's literal.
New demographics show that the from Pew Research, they found that Latinos or Hispanics are projected to account for almost 15% of all eligible voters in November 2024, which is a new high for them for the first time. Hispanic voters are expected to surpass black voters as a percent of electorate. After each group comprised 13% of voters in 2020, so you know they're getting up there. So exit poll results show how over two decades the Hispanic vote grew to equal the black shares of electorate in 2000. They accounted for 7% of the votes, with blacks at 10%. In Barack Obama's 2008 election, the share of black voters grew to 13%, which is really not a big jump, 10 to 13. Whereas Hispanic expanded to 9%. And in 2016, with Trump versus Clinton, Hispanics grew from 11% to 11%, and blacks dipped to 12%. So I guess Hillary couldn't turn them on enough to get them to come out, huh?
Well,
yeah.
And it only costs us millions and millions of illegal immigrants in paying for all of their social, everything they need.
Yeah.
Health-wise, school-wise,
their
homing. It only costs us that now to get us that small amount of numbers because the Democrats knew they were losing the black votes.
Yeah, I get a kick out of these people. No, I really do.
I'm glad you get a kick out of them.
Well, they promised the world. They've been promised, and not just to the black community, you know, other people, other groups. And they give them nothing, and they continually give them nothing, and they don't come through for them, and yet, like drones, they keep going and pulling the handle for the
guns. Yeah, but they're waking up.
All right, well, listen, during the break, let's go wake up some more of them. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Joe and Sonia will return after the break.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The two leading pharmacy chains in the U.S. are set to start sales of abortion pills possibly this month. Walgreens and CVS will offer mifepristone at select pharmacies in states where it's legally permissible. Both chains have received FDA certification to dispense the pill, according to separate statements. Wildfires and blizzard warnings are causing anxiety for thousands of Americans. Over 500,000 people in California and Nevada face the threat of a blizzard with up to 10 feet of snow predicted in higher elevations. Simultaneously, major wildfires in the Texas Panhandle and parts of Oklahoma have claimed at least 2 lives. Alabama Senator Katie Britt will deliver the Republican response to President Biden's State of the Union address. House Speaker Mike Johnson noted that the American people will be attentive as the youngest Republican woman ever elected to the Senate turns the page on the oldest president in history. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Well, I'm back. I don't know about you people. Hopefully you're back too. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sonya Smith joins me as my co-host every Friday. I have fun. I don't know about you.
Well, I have me lots of fun. Why do you say that? Why do you say it? I continually said I do have fun.
Well,
yes, it's because I don't have anything else to do.
You. It could be the generic you.
You said I hope you have fun. That's me.
Oh,
That would be me.
I like when you have fun. That's good.
I do have fun. Yeah. But then again, I have nothing else to do because I have no life. Hey, I want to have a life. That's all I'm saying, people.
Oh, God. You know, can you imagine getting a call from a guy saying, hey, you know, can you go off dinner with me tonight? You say yes, and he says, thank God, because I just called me 16 other women and nobody else would have gone with
me. I know. Hey, listen, I get you. All right, if I go, I don't have nothing else to do, why not?
See, that's what I mean. You gotta cut right there at the end.
Let me play it differently.
A little chop, you know?
I am very happy to be here. I love your listeners. I love the people in the chat room. I'm just a miserable person. So don't take it personally, people. I'm just like, I'm a jerk.
No, you're not. No, you're really not. You know what? Don't listen to her. She had no clue what she's talking about, because she does, but yeah. No.
Anyway. Yeah, you can't have me on.
You can't be listening to her. She don't know what she's talking about.
No, only personally I don't know what I'm talking about. But in terms of commentary, I kind of sort of have an opinion.
She's got it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She's got it. All right. Mm-hmm. Where was I?
I don't know. We were talking about news.
I forgot what we were talking about.
Good.
Oh, really?
Because politics has given me a sick belly.
Oh, no, I got it.
Oh, crap.
Oh, it's going to pour out of my head if you don't stop. All right? Ready?
Okay.
The MSNBC just came out with a study that says the greatest threat to democracy is white rural voters. Now, it confused me greatly because they've been telling me for the last couple of years it's climate change, right? So maybe it's climate change as it pertains to white rural voters.
It's what you guys are doing to climate change.
Yeah. The greatest threat to democracy is white rural voter. That's all you folks who eat at, you know, Cracker Barrel. right there in the middle of the country, right? Because of white rural rage, a threat to America. I mean, these guys are amazing. They really don't know. They're so educated that they think that they've got all the answers. We're dumb because we don't have the same college education they have. But those same yo-hos with the college education were the ones that are taking all the shots, putting the masks on, not using that out that education they got to figure out it was all a ruse, right?
But you do know why they have to do this.
Because they're overeducated? I have no idea.
Yeah, they get more recruits. More kids go to... They get more kids that go to stupid college, the more stupid kids they get.
The one commentator on MSNBC, for you MSNBC watchers, maybe you missed it, they say, country folks are the most racist, xenophobic, anti-immigrant, anti-gay geographic group in our country. They also tend to be a bunch of white Christian nationalists who promote violence.
I done told you this weeks ago. You have to watch the wording that they use.
Yes. And
when they use words like Christian nationalists or MAGA or any of that stuff, or J6 or insurrectionists, these are all buzzwords.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't understand what they're doing to try to sway your hearts and minds, then you are falling into the what they're trying to do to you.
Yeah.
You don't know that. First of all, I don't want to have anything to do with you, but...
It's fun. I got to tell you, it's fun to see MSNBC to call themselves out. Isn't that what they're doing?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, what is it? Let me see. They totally ignore people who, I don't know, burn down our cities, they attack our police, right? Antifa scales walls and smashes windows, BLM, all of that is kind of like, no, those are just the boys having fun over there. Don't bother them.
No. They're upholding democracy.
Oh, there you go. I'm sorry. Yeah. Even though we're in a republic, but that's good.
Let's not mince words here.
I can't stand it. No, and it's funny, you talk to some of the people on the far left when they know you're on the radio or and they come on and go, you really believe this and this and this? I go, yes, I do, actually. I do believe those things, you know?
Holly, they're asking the question, which is really, to me, even more scary. It's like you've done no homework whatsoever. Your question should be very different. So, no, I'm a little exhausted about how we try to fight and fight and fight, and then people who don't do any research whatsoever still ask stupid questions.
So, the Joe Messina approach is almost like the Columbo approach, right? And on Facebook, what I tend to do, for those of you who don't follow me around... Yeah, there you go. On Facebook, I'll drop into one of these sites where they're talking really stupid about something, and I'll just throw a one-liner in, whatever it is, right? Whatever the situation is or what have you, and they go, you can't prove that the illegals are doing more of these violent crimes. You go, really? Look at the crime uptick and look at who's doing them according to your FBI. Maybe I just don't know how to read it. Enlighten me. And they will eventually eat each other up, arguing over how to prove. It's so, well, I tell you what, it's interesting, because you sit there and go, my God, they're not even on the same page. They may like the same buzzwords, but they don't know how to get there.
That's great. That's like drive-by. We always, and I think that Rush Limbaugh coined that phrase in terms of the left doing the drive-bys. They just drop a bomb in. It's a great way of doing it. I just don't think these people will get logic into what they're doing.
I don't go back and check it. I just get on Facebook it says so-and-so commented your comment, blah, blah, blah. I just start laughing.
Yeah, just get over it. Don't go back there. But it's, I don't think they want to know the facts. I don't think they want to know the facts. So.
Well, listen, to show you how out of touch... like the coastal people are with the people, the down-home people. A group of University of California softball players got enlightened, if you would, when they went they went to Cajun country, okay, and they took a knee during the national anthem.
National anthem.
Uh-huh. Did you see that?
Nope,
they were yelling at them from the stands. They were calling them names, telling them to stand up, you bunch of ingrates. They were all over them. I thought it was great.
Well, yeah, but then how did they react? They probably called them Christian nationalists, insurgents, white, MAGA, racists. So I don't know that it affected them one way or another.
Yeah.
I tell you one thing. The left has sufficiently divided this country into hate groups.
Yep.
And I don't know how we survived this, to be honest. It's not a pretty thing.
You know, the mistake they're making, if they were to take these things step by step, right? If they were to take these things and slowly roll them out against Trump, against Christians, against, they don't do that, though. They turn on the fire hose, and every hose has its attack, right? And now you see it in all its glory.
Okay, so no. I agree and I disagree. I think that they started to roll it out over the past 10 years. I mean, that's been really probably when I started getting involved in politics, is when Obama became president. That's a while ago. But now that they have a toehold with Biden, now they turned on the water hose. So now it's more prevalent, it's more obvious, people are starting to see it. But it's a big catch-up game, just like it has been with parents and the school board and what's going on in their schools. They sort of been seeing it. Maybe they didn't think it was going to get this bad. And now all of a sudden, what? You're going to tell my kid it can be a different gender and I don't get to know about it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the water hose is on now, but the spigot started to open up years ago. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, and I'm still hoping that parents will jump on this. People jump on this, and you're seeing it happen, and go, no, this is not.
And they are.
All right,
and they
gotta
are.
Go.
Oh.
We got to go to the commercial break. Joe Bezina, your host, Soda Schmidt, be with me when we return. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists who represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. My co-host, Sonia Schmidt, joins me. Always appreciate her time with me here on the Joe Messina Show. And
thank you for letting me come on.
Anytime.
Really?
Well, anytime it's on. Okay, I mean, I'm not getting out of bed putting switches on just for you, so this will work clear here.
All right, okay, good.
Yeah, glad to hear it. Okay.
What do you want from me? What do you want?
I don't know, bag of 20s, bag of 100s, anything along those lines will do just fine.
Wouldn't that, why has it got to be a bag? I have a friend who, I've talked to you about this.
Just one?
I've talked about it.
Okay.
No. Oh, man. I have a friend that's a big TV producer, and he started off in music production. He does all the, like, the music shows and stuff. He's got great stories. But he told me about a story about James Brown, who only wants his money in bags, in brown paper bags. So when you said that, it just reminds me of that story. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I think that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, roll it up, put it in brown paper bags, and bring it to me. You know?
James Brown, he ain't going on the air. He's like, nah.
Yeah.
That's how he will not go on the air unless he has his money in a brown paper bag.
God. So, I wonder what happened when he got to the $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 of parents. That must have been a whole bunch of little paper bags.
You know it was worth that much because this man was.
Oh, yeah.
He's the godfather of soul.
He could pack any place.
Yeah. So how much money was he getting in a brown paper bag? I love that.
So is it cultural appropriation for us to sing his songs or for us to want to go to his concerts?
For you to.
You know?
I don't know. He's such a gem. You know what? And I think that the young people today, I don't want to sound like that old lady
get off my lawn. Don't you dare stop. Go ahead.
I don't want to sound like that. But for people, listen, a lot of young people are hearing his music through Prince. They're hearing it through Michael Jackson, but they're not using the originator. And I know that what's the guy's name who would say, I'm the originator. What's the guy's name?
Oh, Little Richard.
Little Richard.
Oh,
and there's a documentary on right now. Yeah. And I think it is all tied together. Everybody is influenced.
Well, they're all looking for their gimmick, Sonia. I mean, they're all looking for that tie-in or whatever, you know.
But they're influenced.
Oh, yeah. No question. But you think of James Brown, and I think of that the way he used to dance, not just his voice, but he had that other part of him, the way he used to dance and that kind of thing.
There's
I think of
so
Little Richard.
Things.
I see that hair thing going on and, you know, him
so
always being a tad flamboyant, if you know what I mean. You know, so.
But what a lot of people say, and I was listening to this today because earlier today we talked about Elvis.
The oldest.
And I know my mother wouldn't let me listen. She didn't like me to listen to Elvis because she said that he stole music from black people. And I'm like, I don't know how much stealing is also being influenced by. And I saw a documentary on Elvis who said he was influenced by.
He never said, but see, not your mother in particular, but I take exception when some people say stuff like that because they say, look, to your point, he loved the music.
He loved
Elvis
the music.
Loved blues. He loved
these,
and
the
he kind of combined them. So he wasn't really stealing anything. He was taking something he enjoyed, he loved, and trying to see if he could get you to love it, right?
I know. It's just so hard being black because you're supposed to hate so many people. I can't keep my list up. But yeah, I mean, and at the same time, they were looking for, they're like, oh, we love this black music, but we'd prefer to have a white guy do it. And so that is, in fact, racism.
So you mean like
and
Pat Boone doing Tootie there? Whatever?
That was
so bad. How they sold two records, I don't even know.
I don't know how they sold anything.
Oh, I would have been, God, even, never mind. I'll get myself in trouble if I go on with that one, but anyhow.
So Pat Boone, let me just share this right quick. So there was a secret Hollywood group that was conservative, Republican. Yeah, okay. You know the group well. We talked about Gary Sinise recently. He lost his son. And it was a secret. It was secret. I remember one of the outings that we did, one of the events that we did, there was helicopters, there was news, it was a big deal. And you know who sold us out was Pat Boone. I'm like, That's like the Godfather being sold out by Fredo.
Well, did he sell you out, or did he try to turn it into a media event?
No, Pat Boone. What my understanding was, and I could be wrong, is that Fredo talked to the media and sold our group out. We had been a secret group up to then. That is like Fredo.
Oh, God. Well,
squealing on the deck.
Let's talk about how they're trying to save the planet some more here.
All right.
Biden administration, right? So the Supreme Court basically said, look, you cannot You cannot beat on these manufacturers the way you are. You got to allow them to do A, B, and C. They should be allowed to make product. People will decide what they want. So the Biden administration decided, you know, to retweak their energy efficiency regulations, right? The first thing they're going after is residential clothes. You know, washers and dryers.
What?
Right? Residential clothes washers. You know, not the commercial ones, but the ones you buy for your home. And they want to curb the carbon emissions. Now, I don't know what you... we talked about this with water earlier today. I don't understand all the terminologies. I don't get it. But they finally came up with it, and they said they're going to collectively save American households $2.2 billion per year in utility bills. Okay, so if you broke that down to however many homes it might be in this country, I don't know what that works out to be. I don't really know if that saves a whole bunch of money. But the big deal for them, it will save 71 million metric tons of dangerous carbon dioxide emissions. Now, the thing that irritates me about this is they have to be electric.
Oh, you no.
Already, right. You already know where I'm going with this. So now it's electric, and you're going to tell me that where does the electricity come from? Are you telling me that it's coming from solar panels and windmills? Are you for real? No, it's coming from natural gas-powered generators. These people need to have. They really need to have some serious psychological
what you want me to say. I have no idea what you want me to say.
I want you to agree with me and say this. These people are whacked.
I always agree with you and say these people are whacked.
God. You know? But don't go buy this stuff. Just like the EVs, right? You saw what's happening with the electric cars. These manufacturers are cutting back on manufacturing. They're closing down portions of the plants because they're not getting what they need. And in Chicago, you remember the Chicago, not only could they not move in the cold, right? They were charging these cars 3 or 4 hours, and they were getting 10 minutes drive time on them. But those units are vandalized all over the place.
So do you remember when they made fun of Nancy, what's her name? Nancy Ford, for saying...
Nancy
just
Reagan?
Nancy Reagan, just say no.
Oh, yeah.
That's where we need to get to. As stupid as they made that sound, that's where we need to get to.
So they made fun of her, big time.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kamala, whatever she is, Carmel.
Kamala.
Isn't her stage name Carmel? Carmel Harris? Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Carmel.
So she came out, so did Joe Biden, and they were talking about their message to the people coming over the border. Remember this? And Carmel Harris looks into the camera, and she goes, don't. Just don't do it. And I'm looking at that, I'm going, that's supposed to scare me? Really?
We have a sound clip, and we can show that on another show, but Bill Clinton talking about the dangers of immigration, the flooding of the illegal immigrants coming over the border.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you answer this for me because we only have a few minutes left. Why does it apply when their side say it, and when Trump or our side say it, it doesn't apply? Tell me this.
It would be easier for me to design a bridge from California to Hawaii and overcome all the engineering questions that you would have. I don't know. Yeah, can't help you now when you're on your own. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, hey, we're done. Say goodbye to the people.
Goodbye to the people. I'm going to have fish, and we'll talk about that in some later date.
Oh, sure. Fish. Yeah. Fish and chips, kind of, sort of. All right, Joe Mancini, your host. Look, got a lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. Bye, Sonia. Have a great rest of the night.
Adios.